Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea, I'm a cheap holiday expert, and I am joined by...
me, James Robinson, I am a radio producer.
And in each episode on the podcast, here's how it works. I choose the activity...
and I choose the alcoholic beverage that we drink here and then take with us.
That's right. And basically, it's a chance for us to have a drink, have a catch-up, because sometimes we don't. This week, I have hardly seen you.
I haven't seen Chelsea for 4 days now, yeah. I think.
But also, it's a chance for us to try out a top tourist attraction.
By the way, we live together.
Yeah, I mean...
Chelsea's been away.
Yeah, we both have had a very, very busy week, so we've kind of been like passing ships in the night.
Yeah, I've had the bed to myself for the last 2 nights.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So what we'll do, James, is we'll have a little catch-up. I'm excited to see what drink you've concocted.
Do you know what? I am prepared this week.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Normally, I do hear you running about in the 10 minutes before. And
I have just been to the shop.
Okay.
I have just been at the shop.
I didn't actually know that. You could have got away with it. But what we do is we have a drink here.
Yeah.
But then we're going to take you with us. If you haven't heard the podcast before, we are recording on location. So you kind of feel like you're coming with us, which is quite nice.
Yeah. It's not just here at home. It's there.
Yeah.
We're here, we're there, we're everywhere.
And then we'll come back and we'll say whether it's worth going or not.
Yeah.
Basically. But it is basically like a review.
Yeah.
It's very sensible, sophisticated, highbrow.
Educational.
That's what this is.
That's what I say. Hashtag educational.
So would you like to know where we are off to today? I know you know, but I'm building up to the big reveal. Today, we are going to the Postal Museum.
Post.
Ooh.
Postal Museum.
Royal Mail. Post boxes.
Stamps.
Oh. We are so in sync. Oh, my goodness.
Postbox.
Before I kind of break down the basic info of the Postal Museum, James, hit me with it. What are we drinking this week?
Today, I am making a cocktail.
Don't pause.
Don't do syllables with cocktails, actually.
You know people can grab this and edit it.
So because we've got to take it with us,
yeah,
it's got to be small and powerful.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've started to have a drink on Friday, haven't we? To mark the end of the working week.
Oh, it is a powerful nectar.
We are going for the margarita.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Now, do you know what's in a margarita? I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's... 2 parts tequila, 1 part triple sec, that's like Cointreau or Grand Marnier, and 1 part lime. That's right. Fresh lime juice, not like the one out of the little green bottle for pancakes.
You can though.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You've got to be fresh lime juice. And then you have the optional, you put it in the glass, shake it. You can have blended with ice.
Yeah.
You can have straight up, or you can have it on the rocks, which is what I'm going to do. So you shake it with ice.
I have to say that margaritas for me are... some of the strongest style cocktails you can have, right?
Yes.
Especially the ones you make. They punch me in the face when I drink it.
Oh, well, I didn't go through my drinks trolley today. I have been doing that in the past. But from the drinks trolley, we've got the tequila. We've got the Cointreau.
Ooh.
And, I've got the limes in the fridge. So Fantastic. Should I go and make it now? Now, the optional thing, you've got to put it in a nice small glass. So we've got like little, they're kind of like champagne glasses, but when we go on the road, I'm going to put it in a hip flask.
Good.
Which might keep it chilled as well.
Is there a reason you've gone for a margarita, or is it just because you know how to make it?
Well, both.
Okay, what's the post connection so with this?
Margaritas originate from Mexico.
Okay.
And Mexico have a postal system.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I do know stuff about margaritas.
Do you? Okay, yeah. Well, won't you make me one?
Yeah.
And then you can tell me some of your margarita facts once I've got a margarita in hand.
Do you want a salty rim or a clean rim?
Salty, please.
I'm going for the clean.
You do love a clean rim.
It has to be clean. Right, so, shall I just start making it now? Also, didn't mention that. Also need a little bit of ice. Right, so, you ready?
No. What I'm going to do, and you're going to hear this now, I'm going to drop in some Mexican music for you, James. Now, this is your Mexican drink making show. Take it away.
All right, off we go. So, fresh lime juice. So, quickly do that. And it's one part of that. So, squeeze that. Or important to have a lime squeezer because it makes it easier. Right. Shit.
This is a really wonderful audio experience.
No, I'm going to speed, because we'll speed this up in edit. Okay, next it's Cointreau. Again, got one part lime, one part Cointreau. Oh, Grand Marnier. Bosh. And then two parts of tequila. Now, you're best going for the 100% agave. I don't know what it is, but it's... Oh, all right, we've got a bit more than two parts in there.
I was going to say...
But you know what? People have complained that we haven't been boozed up enough, so...
I know.
This is a little bit... So then you do that, put in some ice. I don't know whether you're supposed to do this, but I do this, and I think it tastes nicer. Half a teaspoon of sugar, and then shake it up. Right. Now, this is one salty rim. Rim.
The edits, James, think about the edits.
I think that's evenly split.
That actually looks bloody beautiful, James.
Thank you. Right, there we go. One margarita, fresh from my cocktail making skills.
Should we have a little cheers?
Yeah.
These look absolutely delightful.
And it's cheers. Nice and chilled. Brilliant. Mm. So there's the drink, and I'll make another one, pop it into this.
Oh, a hip flask.
Yeah.
Actually, I think a margarita is probably the only cocktail that you could probably put in a hip flask. Otherwise, it would be too watered down, but it is pretty potent, so I think it'll work well.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, margarita. My God. I can actually feel that lime juice in my eyes.
Spanish for daisy. Just learnt that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're like
so
a linguist.
Knowledgeable. I just learn things. Yeah. My Mexican mate told me that.
What's his? No.
Peter.
Good. Right, should I tell you a little bit?
Tell me about the post office. No.
Well, it's not the post office.
Postal museum.
It's the postal museum.
That would be an absolutely awful tourist attraction just to go to the post office.
It would take a while, though. Normally, it takes about 45 minutes to post anything at the moment. So, no. The postal museum is much more exciting because initially I was like, meh. I was like, I'm not feeling this. But then this is what really turned it around
for
me.
I know one part of it, and that's the only part. I've not Googled it.
Yeah,
I just know one part of it.
I bet it's the bit I'm about to say.
Yeah.
At the beginning, you get like a mail rail ride. It's how you learn the first nuggets of what the whole postal system is. You get to sit on this little train, and it takes you on this kind of like interactive journey.
Underground.
Yeah. So I'm so excited.
Okay, that's good. Also, that means that if it is on the train, that's like peak drinking time. They won't be able to stop us.
You are so right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Fab.
A ride anyway. It's fun. It's like a theme park.
Apart from the mail rail ride, they've also got exhibitions about the postal service. There's a few different flaws. I haven't looked into it extensively because I want to kind of be surprised when we go.
Same.
But would you like to know some basic facts? And these ones, as you may know if you've listened to the podcast before, when we go, we try and find five interesting things to agree on, right?
And we both have to agree that they're interesting because sometimes Chelsea's facts are not interesting. And I... what's the word?
You void them.
No, it's like
veto.
I veto them.
Yeah, and I can veto yours though.
Yeah, which are rare, but yeah.
Sure. But what I thought I would do is I'll just check out a few basic facts out there. We're not allowed any of these because these are like just a setup to give you a bit of context.
Okay, what do you do? Have a bit more of that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I really do need to keep drinking. Deliciously strong. Whoa. So, in 1966, that
good
was
year for
when...
football.
Great year for football. That is when the first National Postal Museum was established. And do you know who bloody opened it? Bet you can't guess.
Jeff Post.
It was the Queen.
Oh, well, yeah. Jeff was unavailable.
Her face is on the stamps, you know. It does make sense. However, it did close in 1998, so there are a few years where there was no postal museum.
That's when there was outrage.
Absolute. Postal strikes, left, right, centre.
Yeah.
Just about the museum.
Yeah.
And then it reopened in 2016, which is the place that we're going to today, and it was renamed, quite simply, the Postal Museum.
It was a short meeting.
It cost £26 million to build.
What?
Yeah, this museum.
Okay.
So that maybe that mail rail ride was like half of that.
Big budge.
And part of that is the fact that that ride, it opens to the public a full kilometre of track.
That is 0.6 of a mile.
It's 0.62 of a mile.
Yeah, I
that's
know.
Right. You are just down with the facts today, James.
I'm an engineer. I just know stuff.
What, you know how to...
I just know... I just know...
Measurements.
Conversions.
Can we please have a bit of seriousness?
Yeah.
The Postal Museum is open Thursday, Fridays and the weekends. But did you know if you buy a ticket, you then get unlimited access to the museum for the whole year?
We can go back and have a ride as often as we want.
So you can't do that. So you only get the ride on your first visit.
Oh, well, that's crap.
But you can upgrade your ticket in the future for £6 to go on the ride again.
Okay. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are for adults over the age of 25. That's right.
I am.
Would you like to feel old? Go to the Postal Museum and get charged £5 more to be over 25. So it costs us £16. But if you are a young person, 16 to 24, it's £11.
That is sad.
Isn't that
depressing?
Children, it's £9. And there's a number of different concessions too. And if you are in hold of a National Art Pass, it's only going to cost you £6.
Bosh.
Good for you.
That's like on X Factor. That makes you feel old because the overs category was 25 and over.
Yeah. Well, forget X Factor. That's no more. The thing to make you feel old is the postal museum. When I grew up, for Christmas, I had one of those post offices. Do you remember them? They came
in
like
a little
box.
I did have one. I had one and my brother had a bank.
Yes.
And then the little windows folded out and it had a scale on one side.
Oh, my God. And you could write little postal checks for people and your parents would have to visit you and post a letter. Oh, my God.
I had that.
I'm imagining some kind of like postal play space for kids there, which I will be very jealous if that is a legit thing. But I'm excited to see what that is.
No, I loved them. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I went to a museum called Eureka once.
Me too. And in Halifax.
I went. And my favourite part of it was the supermarket because I loved using the till.
Oh my God, me too.
So when self-checkout came, I was like, oh my God, I can be a till person.
It's like Eureka for adults.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Eureka, I'm sure a lot of people listening who live in the UK and from that kind of area, like I feel like most kids did go at some point.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It gave you a chance to try out all the grown-up jobs. It was absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
So that is that. We need to finish these up, James.
I'm nearly done.
Yeah, get on the road.
Cheers.
The museum is not too far from us. We live in North London. And
sorry.
Bloody. We are recording a podcast here.
I know. We'll edit that out.
I don't think we will. So it's going to take us about... We have to get off at Russell Square. So it's not too far from King's Cross. I feel like that's a place that most people know about. So we need to get a bloody move on. So cheers.
And we will speak to you...
Yeah.
...at the Postal Museum.
Until then.
Bye!
classic James and Chelsea. We've got a slot at 3:30. We've got a 6-minute walk to get there, and our appointment starts in 3 minutes.
So, I call that efficient. We won't be late. At school, I learnt about this thing called just-in-time delivery. JIT.
2 minutes.
And how far are we away?
4 minutes away, 4 minutes away.
Something that you didn't hear was, but just before we left the house, we did a shot of tequila.
Oh, yes, we did.
Just as a little bonus.
I can feel it now. The reason we can't be late is because I'm pretty sure...
Choo-choo train.
Yeah.
Right.
They have slots.
Just run now.
They have slots. Okay. Normally, we would absolutely be late.
Yeah.
And not be bothered. But if we miss the mail ride, I will be... We might as well go home. Right. You can join us inside. So we sped in. Got there for 31 minutes past. And, wrong place.
There's two postal museums. Or two parts of it, not two of them.
Yeah, so you just go a bit further down the road for the mail ride. However, he did say, don't worry about it. We're not very busy at the moment. You're good. You're good. So we're taking a leisurely slow. Oh, I've already had a shot.
Welcome to Mail Rail.
Oh, we're here.
Right, here we go.
Okay, go.
Hi there. We went to the wrong building.
So we showed our QR code from our ticket that we bought online, and we've come down to the rail mail ride.
Yeah.
And what we can see in front of us, we're like in tunnels. The old mail is, well, we're going to find out where we are, right?
Yeah.
But it's so, such a cool space.
It's like a massive underground tunnel.
Yeah. And to the side of us, we've got one of the like carriage systems, but it's being charged right now because they're electric vehicles.
I can't explain how small the train is, by the way.
So to the extent of, if there's anyone else on it, they will see us drinking, James.
Yeah.
This might
also
be an issue.
It doesn't look like it will hold an adult. I know that's ironic for me, but it looks very, very small.
I was going to say, you'll be absolutely fine, James. So we are currently waiting for one to come back. We are the only people right now.
Yeah, guess what? There's no one else there.
So it could be our private own mail rail ride. But I've got a bit of an interesting fact for you. Well,
go.
I hope so. I'm going to vie for your attention.
Yeah, go on.
So we're in this space now. It is a tunnel. And beyond us here is like a kilometre of track.
Yeah.
That you get to go up and down.
Yeah.
This space here, you can hire for parties.
Can you?
You can. Like, you could have a wedding down here. You could have a work party. You could have a birthday party. All those things.
This is quite a cool space, actually. So
guess how much? I did some digging.
£8,000.
So, for the evening,
yeah.
And it holds up to 275 guests.
Yeah.
It'll cost you... It's from... I think that was the key word here.
From?
From £5,000.
Wow.
If you want it for the full day,
yeah,
£17,000.
Shit.
But imagine having a party and then halfway through going on a little ride.
Can you use the train at the hire?
Yeah.
You can.
That's part of it. They might add some money onto it, to be fair. But don't you think, what a great, if you're looking for a unique venue for anything, bloody look at the Post Museum. I feel like I'm doing an advert for them now, but
no,
it's cool.
We paid to get in.
We did bloody pay. So that's what I'm opening up with.
I like that.
Yeah?
Interesting.
Yes. Also, I think a lot of our interesting facts today will actually come from what we just learned.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a little walk over here.
Oh?
So, just going to let you know into a little secret that I haven't found anything that I consider an interesting fact just yet. Chelsea doesn't know this. Doesn't mean I haven't tried to do some research, but it means that I just need to find some interesting facts in the museum. So I'm going to go back to Chelsea now and just pretend that everything's good. Hello. Just wanted to have a look at the wall over there.
I did hear you whittering on.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to hear any of that?
Should we have a drink?
Yeah, I think we should. Though.
Can I have some water, please? Oh, that is so refreshing.
Can I have a...
Do you want some H2O?
Yeah, I do love a bit of H2O.
How was that H2O for you?
I would say it came from a natural source.
Woo!
Okay. They are just dispatching the current passengers, and then it's our turn. Oh my God.
We've got the whole thing to ourselves, James.
So you can probably hear the difference in sound.
We're literally the only people.
Brace yourself, I think we're about to go. I'm so excited. Bye.
Hello and welcome to Mail Rail. You're about to explore some of London's hidden underground postal railway. I'm Andy, your guide today. I'm joined by Ray Middlesworth. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, Ray.
I worked here as an engineer for 20 years.
Should we have a drink?
Yeah.
No one can see us, it's fine.
Smells.
So we're basically in the tunnels that they used to send the Royal Mail letters between. Years and years ago. It's so cool. Think of the tube, but much smaller. It's like a smaller version of the tube, right? It is worth saying that these are pretty small. James and I'm 5'8", and James is like 5'8½". And my head is like nestled on the top.
Yeah, if you're tall, you're not going to fit in it.
No. Maybe just one person per carriage. But I think you're supposed to be able to fit a family of four in here.
Oh, we're back in the same place.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like we drove in a loop. I'm so confused. Hello.
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 It was
brilliant.
Great,
it's
you.
So well done.
We have just got off the Rail Mail ride and it was pretty noisy, but wow.
It's so well done. I think it's about 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. And you go along these tunnels, which look like miniature London tube
platforms.
Tunnels, don't you think? And then you get to a platform, and then you stop, and then they project like videos onto it to explain the tunnels and it's all its history and how it all works. It's amazing. Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Did you learn anything interesting from that?
I learnt that they handle 4 million letters a day.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe that.
That's mad. What did you learn?
I learnt that they were driverless.
Which driverless is good.
Blows my mind because we had a driver for us. It feels a bit backwards, don't you think, that they had driverless trains and we don't?
We've gone back in time.
Yeah, yeah. But
is that one of yours?
I mean, combined. I think combined we can class that as interesting, right?
So, when it was the postal rail thing, they had driverless trains.
Yeah, that's cool.
Moving shit about.
Yeah, like in the war and stuff.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. Oh, and also that was another good fact that came up, that they obviously really heavily depended on it in the war. And there was one day when a particular platform where the mail train would come in,
got bombed
really badly.
Yeah.
They managed to get it up and running the next day because that's how important it was to get correspondence from A to B. Because obviously no text, no email, no nothing. They had to get the train up and running again.
Is one of your interesting facts that email did not exist in the wartime?
That's right. In fact.
I'm not giving you that.
But I think in general, we can class the information we learnt on that train as very interesting.
Yeah. Driverless trains. Ding.
Now we get to learn more about what's going on now. James, I think we have this museum to ourselves.
Guys, there's no one here.
Literally no one here.
Do you want a drink of water?
I would love a drink of water. I would like to apologise. There's a very heavy aircon in this place. I understand that this will not sound...
It's like a nice rumble in the background, I think.
Yeah. Atmos, you feel like you're here with us.
So, this rail system...
Yeah.
...is a pneumatic rail system.
I don't know what that means.
So it means that it's powered by air, all right?
Okay.
And it's one of the world's first.
Sure.
So the cars, it says there, the cars run along rails propelled by air pressure created by a huge steam-powered fan.
I was going to say, a bit like a big fan would shove something along, like, a tunnel.
Yeah.
It had loads of, like, wind power behind it.
So the train we've just been on was battery-powered, but this was propelled by air pressure. Because obviously you can't have steam underground because the toxic fumes will kill everyone.
This
was air pressure.
Right.
And there's a game over here to illustrate
it. Oh, I do love a game. Is there competition involved?
Count me down.
3, 2, 1. Oh, you're joking? Oh, my God. Christ. Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah!
I won! I won!
Mine flashed before you.
Oh!
Oh my god!
Is there another game?
There's just more interactive shit.
I love interactive shit.
Sanitize your hands before you touch anything.
I love this. Oh my god, I'm stepping inside a sorting office. Oh my god! All I can hear now is the floor has started moving beneath me because it's recreating what it'd be like if I was actually doing this for real on a train.
What's going on?
So, okay, you gotta go in there. We're doing it against each other.
Yeah.
You've got to sort the mail into the correct slot. Who can do it first, James? Okay, I'll put that down. Ready?
Yeah.
Two. 3, 2, 1.
Darling.
Stafford, Stafford, Stafford. Oh my god.
Warrington.
Darlington. Darlington. Yes.
Grantham.
Warrington.
Peterborough.
Oh my god. Oh no, we've run out of time.
We got fired on our first day.
Oh my god. That is so cool. I absolutely love this.
So, since 2003, this is a potentially interesting thing.
Okay.
Since 2003, it's been quiet and not used for anything.
Right.
Mail related. Now it's obviously the museum. But there's been many ideas of how it can use this rail network for things to do.
Okay.
Including a mushroom farm.
What?
Exactly. Or maybe a potential underground cycle superhighway. So all around London, there's cycle superhighways to get people across.
We've done one before.
We did one. We have done one in central London from North London.
We did one on Christmas Day. Just to explain, if people don't know what a cycle superhighway is, it's just cycle routes to certain places where you will be sure to have cycling access.
Yeah. So imagine, like,
down here,
doing your commute to work underground.
That's so cool.
Not getting in the way of any of the vehicles, not having to compete with buses on the route.
Yeah.
So that's potentially interesting. I mean, we've just been on 1 kilometre of that ride.
Yes.
So
the rest of it could be used for a cycle superhighway or a mushroom farm. Oh, okay, I think that's very interesting.
Good.
Let's do it. Come on. Who's the mayor at the moment? Sadiq Khan? Come on, Sadiq. Let's get some more cycle superhighways.
Right, should we go to Museum 2?
Yeah, it's time for us to leave this section, head back across the road where we went into first, and to go to the main exhibitions. So we're now across the road, and I think that this is more about just mail and posts in general. Now, if you can hear someone in the background, I don't know if they are cleaning up because
it's very late.
We, in classic style, we have come to a museum very late. Doesn't mean we've got the place to ourselves.
No one's
here. But we've got about 29 minutes to enjoy this.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to find some very quick facts. I think we need 2 more, James, to complete it.
Okay, let's go.
But, this is really important. The very beginning of mail, like when the first mail was.
So in the early days of the post, it was only served to one person. Henry VIII founded a mail system 500 years ago. To keep a close eye on his kingdom.
Oh my god! So only he received letters.
So he wasn't just content with having as many women as he wanted.
He wanted all the letters.
He wanted all of the contact as well.
Oh my god, he's such a control freak.
That is quite interesting.
Do you think? Are you ready to put it out there that early on?
I didn't know Henry VIII did the postal system.
No, I didn't.
Shall we have that?
I think so.
Henry VIII started the friggin' postal system.
But just for himself. This is the most Henry VIII thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think I'd get on with Henry VIII.
I think I'd nut him. Darling, would one like...
Are you thirsty?
Would one like some... What do you call it? Beveragino?
Beveragino?
Oh. Do you like sweet libations? Oh, look at this. In 1816, a Royal Mail coach, right, was on their way from Exeter to London. And guess what happened to them? As they were trotting along with their horses, they looked out the window. What did they see?
Dick Turpin.
No. Nice callback to a previous podcast, though. They saw...
I remember Dick.
Shut up. They saw a lioness.
No, they didn't.
Isn't it?
No, they didn't.
It escaped from the zoo.
They'd had some margaritas. Absolute bullshit.
Yeah, he had escaped from the zoo.
No, he hadn't.
And apparently the driver didn't mind, which I call bullshit on, but he said that his horse minded.
No, he didn't. He got drunk, he lost his post.
So the lioness attacked the horses.
No, they didn't.
The horse was called Pomegranate. It took them in their jaws. Oh my Jesus. But don't you worry, they got a gun out. But before that could happen, the dog, the bloody dog, was set on the lioness and scared her off, and she was safely removed.
I'm going to call bull.
Do you want to know the great thing about it?
Yeah.
Apparently there was no loss of mail, and it was only delayed by 45 minutes.
I don't believe that for a second.
Okay, right. Fine.
Let's go.
Good gossip though, great post-gossip.
Ooh, this way.
Ooh, okay, do you want another date?
Yeah.
Do you want another date? So we've heard of the penny post.
Yeah.
It was in 1897 that the Royal Mail delivered directly to every house in Britain.
It started in 1897?
Correct.
Okay.
That's a good one for the timeline.
Yeah.
God, it's been going for such a long time.
That is before I was born. That is a long time ago. I've got one.
Okay. We've moved somewhere quiet. Tell me your fact.
You know your red postal box, the pillar box, as
yeah.
it's called?
Yeah.
So the initials, have you ever seen initials at the bottom of one? So you'll often see ER at the bottom of the post box.
Yes.
So that's Elizabeth Regina. I think that's her surname.
It's Latin for queen.
No, but Regina is her surname. Oh, it's something to do with the queen.
But no, hang on.
I'm going to have to check that. Right?
That's Latin for queen.
Regina.
That's not her surname.
Well, whatever. Regina.
She's not called Elizabeth Regina. She's Elizabeth Windsor.
Is it? Anyway, well...
No, do Google it, because that's really tickled me.
Latin for queen. It is literally... Didn't know that. But what I do know... Shut up. What I do know...
So, I just love that you thought the queen's surname was Regina.
So ER is Elizabeth Queen.
Correct.
In Latin. Didn't know that. Anyway, that's my interesting thing.
That is quite interesting for you, though.
That is interesting to me, because I thought she was called Elizabeth Regina. Also funny what Regina rhyme. Anyway, what I was going to say, so ER on the postal pillar box shows who was king or queen at the time when the post office installed it.
So there will be post boxes out there that have got the person who was prior... So there'll be, like, Victoria ones.
Yep. Edward VIII, some places. But when they're coming to repair them, they switch them to the new queen.
I was going to say, king. But if it was Edward, it would just say ER too.
God knows.
So how would you know?
Edward Regina. Oh no, because that would be a different word.
Because king is like Rex, I'm sure. You Google, what's
king
in Latin? If it is Rex, I'm absolutely buzzing.
R-E-X.
Oh my God, I'm so intelligent.
I didn't go to a posh school.
I didn't go to posh school. I studied ancient history at university. Therefore, that's why I know some bits.
Anyway,
that's
our fifth one, right?
It is.
So we've got, that's quite a cool one. Our fifth one, the little initials at the bottom, current king or queen.
Oh my God, I'm going to literally have 2 minutes before we're kicked out.
Right, we're going to go.
We are back with another margarita.
Made it before we press record.
You made this one very quickly. Should I be suspect that this one's going to be a bit pants? Also, where's my salty rim?
Sloppy.
Mmm. So what's happened?
That's all gone down your top.
Is it?
Brilliant.
Just spill it down me? It's because this glass has got such a wide rim. That's the problem.
The salt didn't stop it from
exactly.
spilling.
That's why I need a salty rim at all times, please.
But despite it being a quick cocktail, still fresh lime. Very important. Has to be fresh lime, okay. Not from a crappy green bottle.
It feels like you've got a vendetta against...
No, it's just important.
Green bottle.
Just important.
Juice. Okay. James.
Yeah.
Also important.
Yeah.
Did you have fun today?
I loved it today.
It was so good, wasn't it?
It's such a good museum. So many things to do. We had a ride. We had the interactive stuff. And I learnt shit.
The interactive stuff for me just... Everywhere you looked, there was something new for you to try in that mail ride bit.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to fast forward to what was your favourite thing, because my favourite thing had to be the fact that that game where you could sort the mail and you were in a train carriage and the floor was moving beneath you, like, I was so excited by that. Imagine being a five-year-old doing that.
That's really good. That was really good. But undoubtedly, the favourite bit for me was the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant. They project shit on the walls. It's just really well done.
Top tip, go at the end of the day and have it to yourself, because that felt pretty special, right?
No one was there. So we went round, had that, had a drink, had the best time ever.
Yeah, it was really good. But actually, and it was you who spotted this.
Yeah.
One of my favourite bits was the fact about, I mean, forget the fact.
Oh, do you know what? I was looking all the way home on the walk back.
Forget the fact that you thought the Queen's surname was Regina. Also, because people who speak Latin or whatever will be like, oh my God, please stop saying Regina, because I'm pretty sure it's Regina. So we've been saying it wrong as well. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is Regina, not Regina. But that fact is absolutely incredible. To get home, we had to walk for about 10 minutes, get on the tube, get off the tube, walk home, and we saw about 6 post boxes. And I actually think this is my new favourite thing to do.
Yeah, and it'll take over your life now. And you'll think of this every single time you walk past a post box. You will look to see what letters are at the bottom. I promise you. And you will see whether it's a king or a queen, on which king or queen it was when that post box was installed.
So I've had an idea.
Yeah?
We should go out and see what our local post box
is. Yes.
Because I haven't seen. We've got 2 by us.
Yeah, we do.
And we didn't pass it.
No.
I mean, should we take the margaritas and the mics?
So we're leaving my house with a microphone and a margarita.
Our neighbours are going to think we're absolute weirdos.
Right, first one, this way.
What are we hoping for? I'm hoping for not an Elizabeth. No offence, Lizzie. But I feel like they're not very rare. I want to live by a rare one.
I think they're all Elizabeth around here.
Okay, if you just go left here, it's right here.
GR. Ooh.
Rare. Is that George?
George Regine? No, George Rex. Oh, we've got a George.
We've got a bloody George, James.
Oh.
That's exciting. Right, let's go quickly see the other one, because we've got 2 really close to each other. Right, what are we hoping for, James? What would be the ideal?
Henry VIII.
If it was the very first postbox. If we get another G, if we are double G around here...
Oh, my God. I know lots of people who are fans of them.
Yeah, I will be so impressed with where we live.
This is the longest I've been away from my phone in months.
You're so weird that you don't ever do this.
I hate it.
I don't take my phone out quite a few times. Right, we're here.
Oh, my God, it's a double G.
We've got a double G. I cannot believe it, James. We've got a double G.
A GR. That is some good news.
It's sad, isn't it, when you run up the stairs and you're out of breath. Oh, my God, it's taking it out of me. Oh, but how exciting.
That was really good.
I'm honestly chuffed about that situation. Please, oh, my God, please let us know what your local ones are.
What is your local postbox? Text in now. No, tweet in now. At Tipsy Tourism. What is your postbox, king or queen?
Yeah, don't give away where you live, though. You know, think about that. You know, get a nice little zoom in on it. We don't want anyone tweeting their locations.
But if you're walking the dog now, listening to this or whatever, have a little detour past the postbox. That could be you. Snap a picture of it and tweet it to us.
Yeah, please do. And if you also have a double G, then we can be double G twins.
GG.
Woo! Right, back to the very sensible review.
Yeah.
What do you think needs improvement?
I don't know. It's very noisy in there.
That's literally the only thing I can think of. But I literally said, not a great place to record a podcast.
Yeah, if you're thinking of going to record any audio, a session, your band, not the place to do it with the air conditioning system that they have.
But
I've got nothing to complain about it, really.
No, I mean, that's a stretch, isn't it? So, the final question is, was it worth it?
Yes.
£16 for your ticket. Do
worth
you feel
it.
Like it was well spent?
Yeah, because I can go back if I want. I don't.
Oh, yeah, we can.
I don't want to, but I think that knowing that I can go back if I'd like to is quite nice. I probably would pay the £6 to go on the train.
Yeah, me too.
Because that was the best bit. But yeah, I think it is worth it.
I think it's worth it too.
Good interactive elements as well.
Finally. Have you thought about it yet?
I have.
I've just got this really weird feeling that we're going to give it the same mark.
Go on then.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
8. I said it first. 8 out of 10. And the average of that is... 8. Good.
8. And we do have to have a bit of a corrections corner, actually, because for the past couple of podcasts, I've been saying that Harrods polled in at 7.25. Incorrect. It was 7.75. So prior to this, it was number one.
Oh.
But the Postal Museum has knocked it off the top spot.
Oh, absolutely brilliant, Postal Museum.
Yeah. So pretty well done. Let's do a little cheers to the Postal Museum.
Cheers to Miss Vagina.
No, let's not cheers Regina, please.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Please, please go and leave us a review on the podcast thing. If you can write one, that's great. Like, a rating would love you. If you can write a little review, that would be amazing.
Pretty please. Honestly, it makes such a massive difference and we have been loving reading them.
I've read every single one.
Yeah, thank you so, so much if you've done that. Also, remember, you can catch up on what we've been doing, some photos, some videos, if you follow us at Tipsy Tourism on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And, ooh, should we do a clue for the next one?
You do it.
Clue for the next episode. In fact, we're not going to do a clue this time. Because all I'll say is we will not be in London.
No, we're leaving home.
On holiday in North Wales. So expect some North Wales top touristing. Right. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers. See that off and we're done.
Thank you. Speak to you in the next one. Bye.
Now, you're going. You're basically looking at letters on phone book. Now, you're basically thinking that you're looking at phone boxes.
I think you've had too many margaritas.
Now, you're basically saying in your head, they're looking at phone...
Oh, my God. That's just how I'm going to end the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.